This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You get a mega tyranny. Historically, every time government and institutions are not held accountable. Soon, at every level, criminals invade and take over the system and are above the law. An absolute hell on earth then unfolds. And we are beginning to see this. You know, it clicked this morning for me when John Bowen, one of the news producers, said, Alex, you know there's all these reports for decades living here in Texas, Arizona, California, you name it, that they use teenagers as mules to run the drugs back and forth. And you always hear about teenage girls from Houston or Austin who are Hispanic going down to Mexico wanting to get rich, getting raped and killed, wanting to become mules. And when Bound said that, I'm like, you know, one of my Border Patrol sources actually sent me an email this morning saying, Alex, look into these people being mules and the major flood being a cover for the mules. And look to see cocaine, heroin, you name it, flooding the streets. And then John Bowen walks in here about 15 minutes ago and goes, Alex, they're mules. We've got news reports about the drug cartels completely operating openly with their drug houses across the border, and now the Border Patrol's been told to stand down. And we have the news report. One of them out of Texas, another out of Arizona. Cartel control house on the border of Nogales, Arizona, CBS News, the police, the sheriffs, the Border Patrol now say they've lost full control. The globalists are gangsters, folks, and they control Los Zetas and other major cartels. That's come out in mainstream news. The criminal elements of our government are literally testing to implode the country. This isn't the full implosion, but this is the detonator. The blasting cap is now detonating. They are now, I have all mainstream news, they are now publicly shipping illegals to bases all over the United States, in Massachusetts, in Washington, in Tennessee. The New York Times is reporting that they're not letting any media in. Well, guess what? We just went on the base yesterday. And I can't come up with a headline sensational enough to match reality. But here's the headline. Immigration shelter photos that are new, we got. Feds treat illegals better than veterans. And it shows the HEB food trucks coming in, the workers there as butlers for the illegals that are complaining that their eggs aren't hot enough. And the fact that the Latin American newspapers are saying, come to America, this is the time. And then we've confirmed, and Kit Daniels, who was up all night already working, he's working on another story. He went with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and Josh Owens down to the military base where they're keeping 2,000 illegals, just one of scores of bases in San Antonio alone doing it. Now, they went down and went on the base. The public information officer wouldn't let them on. And so they just went on, like journalists are supposed to do. And there's a base within a base where they have these privacy screens so you can't see the hordes of people. But we just stuck our cameras through the holes. And, man, we need screenshots of all this. I mean, I know a lot of this is new HD. Guys, get Josh to get screenshots right now and have the crew with captions, because I know they weren't able to add captions. Something was wrong with the site this morning when he posted at 6 a.m. I got up and saw it go live right at 6 a.m., called Kit, and I said, you just went there last night. You're up right now. He goes, yeah, I've been up all night. And I go, that is awesome, brother. but he's doing it all himself. We need to get those screenshots. I know Josh stayed up late to get that video we just showed for TV viewers. We need to get that up on YouTube with a voiceover. I'll do that live on air coming up. And then we need to get this new video that's even more powerful than the still shots we've got up in the article, because this story should go viral.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
They'd like to lock us up.
Lock us up.
Put us in the pretty pins. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 12th day of June, 2014. And to say we've entered the Twilight Zone squared is an understatement. I'm going to attempt to cover all the news here today. And we have the former top Secret Service agent running for Congress, Dan Bongino, popping in to give us his take on the lawlessness of the open border, the open funding of Al-Qaeda, and so much more. And, of course, the big wins all across the country of Tea Party candidates in primaries for Congress, governorships, you name it. So he's going to be joining us. And then you're going to hear never before heard J.R.R. Tolkien audio talking about the New World Order from the 1950s. So that is coming up as well today. We've been contacted by folks that have been sitting on the interview filmmaker in Europe since the mid-1950s. In fact, guys, I had my data sheet when the broadcast started. And I can't find it here in the whirlwind of news that's come in since. Please give me a reprint of that data sheet on Tolkien, but also the sheet you gave me, Nico. Thank you. So, just part of this recording has made international news when reporters were allowed to hear some of it. We're talking lost poems, everything. This is going to be sensational. And we're only going to play a little bit of it today. They want to air more of it in the weeks to come here. Premiering, I mean, Tolkien recordings are rare, folks. There's not a lot of them. This is Tolkien talking about who really runs the world. This is amazing. J.R.R. Tolkien explains Lord of the Rings in legendary recording, and it all starts here today. Again, the Twilight Zone level just went up a couple more. It's kind of like Spinal Tap. They go, yeah, but this amplifier goes up to 11. They go, why don't you just have it say 10? But 11's higher. Oh, the weirdness of it all. More and more, I'm speechless. I'm going to be frank with everybody. It's not just everything the globalists are doing is over the top. It's that the establishment in plain view engaged in a giant con artist game, sits up there inverting reality. I was watching CNN, MSNBC this morning, balls on an elliptical. It gets me so angry I can go for like an hour fast watching it. It's better than listening to rock and roll, but it makes me angry. I was real angry after I got off. In fact, I shouldn't have watched it. I realize I've been real angry lately because I've been watching the enemy in the morning to analyze them, and they're just so sick, so narcissistic, so dishonored. It's just hell would be being locked in the room with MSNBC crew for eternity. I mean, I just the miscreant, craven, stunted will to power that these people engage in. And their unbowed fascism. Ugh. I'm having flashbacks to this morning. And they were going, the Tea Party's discredited. They're done. They're dead. It's all over for them. They, just elected this new Tea Partier or he just won the primary, David Brat in Virginia, bringing down Kanner. Oh, my gosh, can you believe how ridiculous all this is? I mean, these people are real kooks. Boy, this is going to discredit the Republicans forever. When they're all in their eyes scared to death, this is exactly what the Republican and Democratic leadership have circled the wagons the last few years, giving more money collectively than Republicans and Democrats spend to fight each other to kill the libertarian takeover of the Republican Party. We've always said we need a third party, but as Ron Paul pointed out, the best strategy is to take over a major party. And that's happening. So there's a race to the finish here, and the system knows that, so they're busy auditing everybody in the Tea Party, harassing everyone, sending the FBI to people's houses, arresting filmmakers, arresting governors for no reason, a reign of Soviet-style terror that makes Richard Nixon look like an angel. All of this is going on, and you've got the dinosaur media up there implying that the Tea Party is destroyed and discredited, and now they're having headlines like, well, we thought they were dead, but are they? Again, the Tea Party is the hottest thing in the United States and worldwide. They have Tea Party-style groups taking over areas of France, England, winning all the major local EU and countrywide elections, set within another election to take Europe and turn off the EU, set within another two-year cycle election to take the UK. They have Tea Party-style groups in Ireland, in Scotland, declaring independence. They've got them in Reykjavik, Iceland, Spain, Greece, Italy, everywhere. They've got Tea Party members of parliament in Italy going to Bilderberg meetings and getting beaten up. And then the state police respond by coming in and backing them up and letting them go in and threatening to start arresting people in the hotel. And then Bilderberg group members the next morning on Saturday, never before, helicopters were flying them out because the police at the state level turned against them in Switzerland. We were there. I mean, we're getting close, ladies and gentlemen. You know the story of William Tell and the Swiss? It's a true story. The apple, the whole nine yards. The Swiss are like the Texans of Europe. And ladies and gentlemen, the police, 2 years ago, now 3 years ago in Switzerland, Paul Watson was there covering it in HD when the Bilderberg security beat up the member of the Italian parliament who marched in there. The state police showed up and marched in and said, we'll start arresting you, and said, you will talk to this delegation. And we had a whole bunch of the Canton leaders from all over the country, the state leaders who actually run Switzerland. Their federal government's weak. The states run it, the Cantons, marched in, and the Bilderberg people have started evacuating. And it was so epic, it took me a few days to figure out what had just happened. My point is, it can be like Ceausescu in Romania. These people could fall in hours if we want them to. I'm not saying they're going to fall in hours today. It's a figure of speech. There will come times when tyrants fall in hours, when Babylon the Great falls in an hour. And the merchants of the earth who trafficked in men's souls will beat themselves on their breast and say, Babylon, Babylon the Great, it has fallen in 1 hour. These worldly people are the losers, ladies and gentlemen, not the winners. It's easy to cheat and get ahead until the termites eat through the foundation and everything collapses. It's easy for cancer to grow and take over the body and think it's winning until it kills the host. So epic. And it hit me like a ton of bricks today. I mean, I know we've been saying it, but it hit me so strong. It's real. They are imploding the entire border. And advertising in Mexican newspapers and on NPR. We're doing a story on this right now. NPR has had a show the last week they've been airing where they raise money to send money to think tanks in Mexico to give the kids money, plane tickets, and bags and sack lunches to fly them to the United States and to bust them to the border and stage them where the illegals are just pouring across whole hog and effectively, like a blitzkrieg Nazi invasion of France, we are completely overrun. I mean, we are witnessing dizzying treason. I mean, treason isn't even a strong enough word. And no one in history has had traitors inside their government do something like this. There's never been a war like this. This is so high-tech and sophisticated. As the power plants are turned off, as the Obamacare shuts down the small businesses and bankrupts the blue-collar workers with payroll tax increases, and it's all called liberal because it's a supposed black guy as the figurehead, and Obama announces on CBS News, I just got chills two nights ago, that he wants to look at executive orders for Australian gun bans of everything down to single shot. I mean, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they got the nerve to announce today, Boehner comes out and says, you're weak, Obama. Iraq's going up in smoke and you're sleeping, close quote. Obama's not sleeping. Now, there's the RT headline. Obama cites Australian gun confiscation program as example for U.S. Red alert. Red alert. That's Reuters. Red alert. 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 RT. Reuters now reporting gun confiscation plan. Red alert. Red alert. And then they publicly are funding Al-Qaeda to take over Iraq while claiming they're fighting them.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. You realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Coming up in the next segment,
but that train keeps rolling on down the sand.
Immigration shelter photos, feds treat illegal aliens. in San Antonio Air Force Base, Better Than Veterans. And we're going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in studio, who was down there with Kit Daniels, who wrote this article. And we're adding more HD video still shots to it, shot through the privacy fence. Inside the base, they have this whole area with fences up, and the press isn't allowed in. Breitbart has had a mole in Houston at one of the major distribution centers around the country, getting some photos out. We went in and got some of the only other photos. Mainstream media is basically engaged in a blackout of actual photos and real journalism. They're just spinning it like how sweet Obama is taking care of the illegal kids or the immigrant children. And then NPR, we got a report coming out on this afternoon, has a promo going on all its shows to raise money, taxpayer-funded radio, to ship the kids from all over the world here as America implodes. And veterans are living on the streets everywhere. I'm talking about veterans that don't have drug problems. That's going on. But the illegals, the teenagers, are just pouring in. And then Obama can say, they're children. In fact, he came out and said, this is part of our new Dream Act. Come to El Norte. No one has ever done this. This is the federal government directly encouraging and helping ship in teenagers to be put directly on the federal welfare breast, the federal mammary gland, with taxpayer money to then be obedient servants to ban guns at the voting booth. I mean, it's here. And this is just the beginning. So many tens of thousands are pouring across a day. We've had Border Patrol agents send us reports that have been published that drugs is carried and others. That this is the beginning. This is just the breakdown of the border. Once it fully collapses, collapsed, failed Mexico can fully collapse the U.S. Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21 will be complete. Total bankruptcy of the U.S. Driving down wages, taxes so high, blue collar can't work, shutdown of everything. But they've still got enough factory farms that will get government contracts and fiat money, like HEB and Walmart, so they'll make money feeding the mass as we go from 50-plus percent not working and being dependent to 70, 80%. They will then vote to take the 20% middle-class money gone, the ladder to wealth gone. The globalists will sit in Luxembourg and in London and in Vienna. And they will sit in the major cities of Switzerland, exempt from everything, laughing as this country and Europe go down. Remember what Tony Blair got caught doing? They would open the tunnel up for years, the tunnel, let illegals in France in a secret deal with France. This came out. I remember reporting on this in the late 90s, but later, years later came out. It was a secret plan. It was Tony Blair's secret plan to bring in illegals. To bring in illegals by the millions. Over his, was it 8-9 years of tenure? And the French would stage it with the UN at the train stations, load the trains, and then the Border Patrol at the outside of the tunnel would turn their backs, videos of this, as the people yelling and celebrating as invading armies from Eastern Europe, Asia, Africa, you name it, unskilled diseases, criminals, you name it, giant flotillas of Romanian gypsies, you name it, pouring in mass. And within years, they are CPS workers and police. And I've had members of the British Parliament on from the Liberal Party admitting that, not just UKIP. When CPS comes to a UK person's house, they don't even speak English. They come from countries where they take kids. You give them trouble, they whistle, and an armored vehicle pulls up. Guys jump out with machine guns. They're now arming the police. Your kids are gone. And I know Americans that have gone to England and had their teenage kids taken. That's a big scandal. You go to Britain, they may take your kids. Folks, we're hitting red level evil. They do what they want, when they want. And it's on. It's on. Veterans get death panels. Veterans don't get surgery. Veterans get put on a list and have their guns taken. And I run into veterans that are well-spoken and really nice people when I've been down shooting videos. I mean, super clean cut, smart people, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. And they all ride bikes, they live downtown, bicycles, and they're homeless.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
America is being taught to have its will broken. We're being demoralized right now. Open borders, you didn't build your business. Raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. The government publicly set up bases in Western Iraq in the last 3 years to run attacks into Syria. That's on record. Now Al-Qaeda is taking Fallujah to Crit, and they're saying, oh, we may have to send back U.S. troops to fight Al-Qaeda. When Al-Qaeda was put there by NATO. Oh, and our troops will fight and die, and the contractors will fight and die. Real Al-Qaeda, they'll really be killing them. But they're funded and trained, and the door is opened by the criminals that run our government. That's what I'm explaining to everybody, ladies and gentlemen. There's the headline. Iraq gives Obama green light to commence kinetic support against Al-Qaeda. And how do you explain to the public that it's on record that those bases were set up 3+ years ago by 3 known actual al-Qaeda groups? One of them even calls themselves on their black flag the Bin Laden Brigade. And they set up bases in Turkey for them as well. And they launched chemical attacks to blame Assad and got caught. And now it's mainstream news that large parts of Iraq are falling to them because the Iraqi government didn't go along after the, quote, liberation, 10+ years later, started doing things the way that they wanted to. Trying to set up a secular government again? No, no, you don't. Saudi Arabia runs the Middle East. They like Wahhabists. They're going to put al-Qaeda in charge. And then people go, well, Alex, you don't want Iran taking over Iraq. See how crazy that is? Iran's taking over some Western areas with their infiltrators, but that's why'd you get rid of Saddam so that would happen? See, the globalists create the problem, and then they sit there and go, well, we got to wink, wink, put al-Qaeda in because they're fighting Iran. What? What? And then the public doesn't even know the players. Shiite, Wahhabist, and then I checked, it's in the news, these illegal aliens, when they get off these planes, don't even go through customs. They're just taken directly by bus and given sack lunches to bases because they're honored guests. I mean, the federal government through NPR, this is breaking today, runs a PR program to raise money to give the kids the plane tickets to come here. I mean, this is incredible. If you're an old person, an old lady, whatever, and you don't pay your property taxes, or you don't pay the income taxes, they will come, and if you hold up in your house, they will send a SWAT team in to shoot you. People, we got to be loving. You let the kids come here, pay for it. Oh, really? They'll kill Americans. I don't care what color you are. If you don't pay their fake taxes to pay for these illegals. But then they use our big heart and say, come on, let's advertise that everybody in the world can come here. Now they're going, legalize all the illegals and let them come in. Or more are just going to come illegally. What do you think legalizing 30 million illegal aliens is going to do, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think that's going to do when they say they can then bring their other family members here and they're an anchor to bring them in? It's going to accelerate people pouring in, and that's exactly what's happened since Obama stopped enforcing immigration law and started stopping the deporting of people. Now there's an even bigger flood, and it turns out the criminal, occupied, mercilessly wicked federal government is orchestrating and running the whole thing and not letting the media in. Well, our people went in. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and others yesterday. We have photos being added at Infowars.com from the video still shots. Updated immigration shelter photos. Feds treat legal aliens better than veterans. Headline should probably be reporters go in, reporters sneak in to illegal alien takeover command base. I mean, I've got the New York Times here admitting that they're deploying them to military bases from Massachusetts to Washington State. I mean, they are flying them everywhere, and they're staying. They're getting lawyers, and everybody else that's coming staying until this country goes completely bankrupt, which is the official Cloward and Piven plan. And they are going to be given driver's license. Most of them are 16 or older, and they're going to vote, and they're going to take our guns. And Obama is in Reuters and RT. We wrote about this days ago when he first said it. Mikhail Phelan did, and then RT and Reuters have picked it up. Obama cites Australia's gun confiscation program as an example for the U.S. Right here. And then we played the clip. I mean, this is here. This is happening. The time for denial is over, ladies and gentlemen. This is an illegitimate government, and if they want to call me a terrorist for saying that, fine. You people are violating every law up one side and down the other. I'm not funding al-Qaeda. I'm not paying to bring illegal aliens here and house them at bases to then be fenced out to the local La Raza groups. I am not shipping narcotics in like this giant mule operation. That's definitely what it is. I mean, our country, folks, is being, it's called being overrun, to use a military term. We are completely overrun. And it's all over Latin America. The planes are loading with the children. I put a tweet out today on Real Alex Jones that I think says it all. If you go to Real Alex Jones, scroll down for me, guys. Thank you. I said, George Washington launched our republic and Obama's killing it. We have come full circle. Obama is a great man. He is the America Slayer. By the way, Stalin was a great man, great at being evil, but he was great. Genghis Khan was great. Adolf Hitler was great. Great doesn't mean good. It just means they were big. They did it big. Obama is a great man. Because you can say whatever you want. He was the figurehead when you can say they brought this country down. I want to read the other little quote I came up with and put out. Intercourse in Mexico leads to the birth of a new American citizen. Intercourse in the United States leads to another abortion. The state is God. We're told our children born in this country are trash. Yuppies are told, and middle class are told, kill that baby. I mean, you think about what, the globalists hate this country. I mean, we are being destroyed right now. And guess what? They get away with this, sky's the limit. I keep saying it. Notice each level gets 10 times worse, and then it's going to get 10 times worse and 10 times worse. And Obama, they're going to stage some mass shooting in a school, guaranteed, and they're going to announce, I'm sorry, I'm signing an executive order, effective immediately, all semi-autos will be turned in within 1 month to your local Homeland Security Center. Those not complying will be arrested, and they're going to send armored vehicles out, folks, and the Civil War is going to explode like a fiery mushroom cloud. And then they're going to blame the people that don't turn their guns in, the 1776ers, for the Civil War. These criminals have started, and then they're going to use the illegal alien hordes fully as Mexico collapses in a global depression to just wash in by the tens of millions. And they've openly announced they're going to start arming them as the new national security force. It'll be just as big and just as strong as our military. Close quote. In fact, Obama said just again yesterday, these new children will be our dreamers for our military. And they're just taking them right in. You're the new military. This is so incredible. Obama, our future rests on the success of dream kids. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if I went to Mexico with my wife and said, I'm here, she's 9 months pregnant, she just broke her water, pay for it, they would literally laugh at you. Anyone else would in the world. Not us, folks. We are the biggest chumps that will put up with anything. Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will be under is the level you put up with. There is no limit. There is no limit when you get evil people in charge. Because when you don't restrain evil, the very worst evil will take over in a survival of the fittest social Darwin system. They will take over. You will get the most vicious. The worst king rat will rule. They will gut everything because it's what they do.
They are exactly the kind of people we would want in this country. They work hard. They love their country. They want to be school teachers. They want to serve in the military. They want to run businesses. They have innovative ideas. They are the best that we have. And the president's frustration with the fact that he couldn't get Congress to act on the DREAM Act just got to the point where he said, I'm going to have to do what I can do. Now, it's not a solution. It's a stopgap measure. They're not on a path to citizenship. They can stay here. Every 2 years, they have to reapply. So it's not the solution. But you cannot look into the hearts of these young people and say there's nothing we can do when we actually did have the power to do something.
And that's who's running the federal government right there. Valerie Jarrett. I'm going to go to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in a moment with a first-person report with video and still images for TV viewers. Everybody else can go to Infowars.com and see the article, Immigration Shelter Photos, Feds Treat Illegal Aliens Better Than Veterans. This should go so viral. Inside the red carpet treatment of the illegal invaders. Inside the purposeful implosion of the Republic. Before I go, any further. I want to just remind you that this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Super high quality storable foods. If you don't have storable food and aren't self-sufficient at this point in the game, you're insane. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. Great customer service. Non-GMO. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find specials. Also, lastly, we have free $29.95 value wire stands available right now with all of the ProPure 2.0 water filters that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, all of it, annihilates the competition side by side. We have a limited supply of these, so take advantage of it today. Purify your water and help you and your family and help fund this broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com. We have it for all the models free when you get one of the units. We can go to the main page and show folks that special there at InfoWarsStore.com. It's when you get the filter, you get the wire stand. You can see on the side it's normally $29.95. InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you can find the best supplements out there from our research. Truly groundbreaking, Nation Iodine, you name it, at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs is with us till 5 after next hour. Immigration shelter photos, feds, treat illegal aliens better than veterans. $2 billion is being spent currently, just in the last 2 weeks, to fund the hundreds of thousands of illegal children that are filling up every major military base, Air Force, Army, you name it, in the country. Inside of them, they put up these protective screens so you can't see what's happening. Dinosaur media, new media isn't allowed in. So we sent our reporters onto the base yesterday. The PAO said he wouldn't talk to us. We still went on, got the footage, had to put cameras through holes in the fence. They're trying to cover this up, and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs is here to break this down. But this is about imploding the border, overwhelming the Border Patrol, and they're reporting today that's exactly what's happening. The head of the Border Patrol Union, Border Patrol agents that are sending us reports that have been published are saying it is a total collapse. Mules are pouring across with the drugs. The cartels are shooting and killing whoever they want. The lawlessness of Mexico is being allowed to implode into the U.S. Joe Biggs, you're a veteran. What is it like for you to go to the VA and see how horrible folks are being treated? You're bleeding in your lungs from being an APC that got blown up. They told you July till you can even get looked at. There's homeless veterans all over the streets of Austin. 20-plus commit suicide a day nationwide. But they're advertising that illegal aliens and their kids can come here and will be allowed to stay. I mean, this is so off the charts, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs.
Well, they say it's this huge humanitarian crisis going on right now. You know, we've got to feel bad for them. I mean, there's a right way and a wrong way to go through the immigration process, and this is not the right way. You know, like you said earlier, any other country we go to, we would be kicked out immediately. You know, once our visas ran out, we would be kicked out immediately. And yet we're just bringing all these guys in. We're spending $2 billion to feed them, to shelter them. They've got soccer goals out there and balls. They've got HEB trucks, and if you're not from Texas, HEB is a grocery store. And they had these huge refrigerated vans out there and a compound center, a satellite dish on top, you know. And yet we've got veterans right now outside, we see them every day, that don't have anywhere to go. You know, this money is not allotted to help these homeless veterans out. If these kids can stay there, why can't they bring these homeless vets in and let them stay there, give them a cot? You know, Senator Jim Inhofe, the ranking member of the Senate House Committee, thinks that this will only encourage more illegal immigrants to flood into the country and threaten our national security.
Well, I mean, it's like feeding pigeons in your backyard. You're going to get more pigeons. I mean, this is being done, not deporting anybody, letting felons go, rapists, murderers, to advertise, come here. We don't want engineers. We don't want scientists. We don't want the entrepreneurs of Mexico. We want your poor kids. We want your criminals. This is a time bomb to overwhelm the Border Patrol. By fiat, this is a false flag by the globalists to fully gut the border. And that's what the Border Patrol union head is saying. This is on purpose to implode the border.
So now we got Tony Benegas. He's the consul of Honduras in Arizona. And he said that the kids aren't happy with the burritos. They're getting their eggs are too cold and it makes them sick. So now we've contracted out vendors to provide nutritional meals, recreational activities.
By the way, I've seen the food. It's a lot better than what the public school kids get. It looks like prisoner food.
Oh, I mean, it's way
better. These are Democrat voters, man. Red carpet filet mignon.
I mean, they're bringing better stuff. They got better food there than I have at my house right now. I'll tell you that. I mean, that pisses me off, and it should piss off a lot of people. You know, we're wasting money.
This is like a Monty Python skit where you tell the world, come here, and we'll give you everything free.
We're the only country that does this. The only country.
But then, they, like you said, they immediately, gee, why is this happening? It's a crisis. Better pass the DREAM Act to legalize the kids. That's how you fix it. Let more come in. That'll stop this flood.
Yeah,
is to give them more money and more food. That'll stop everybody.
Yeah, the dream is to have more voters go their way. The dream is to get these kids to come in.
And again, they've got, you know, these feds going, oh, they're hardworking, good people. 92% of the time, they vote commie.
Yep.
They vote to take my guns. These people are an army using the loophole of our voting system to make me a slave.
Yesterday in El Paso, they got one of the illegal immigrants. They released him. He is a convicted sexual offender in Mexico. They had to go back.
No. In the last 2 months, they released 63,000 aggravated felons, bro. We're talking child rapist and arsonist. And I go to the airport.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 100.
I'll tell you the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here, back live.
Is forever when you're just a
about half the public on record is in a zombie-like, dreamlike state from television. They're in a near-dreaming state. That's mainstream news. Very suggestible. And they just have no idea what planet they're on. And we have very vicious criminal syndicates running the country that launder the drugs, the money, that run the major sex operations. They're involved in hardcore crime globally. It's the big mega banks. And if they got us to sign on to $1.5 quadrillion of their debt, why shouldn't they overrun us with illegal aliens that'll vote to take our guns and give them driver's license in 10 different states? I mean, why shouldn't they? Americans are chumps that will put up with anything, a large portion of them. Those of us that are awake and going, man, this is crazy, we're actually pretty pathetic for putting up with it and not doing more, I, myself included. We're jellyfish compared to our ancestors, but we are the terrorists. We are the enemy. Homeland Security's for us. I just can't believe how far we've fallen, that they won't let any media on these bases. So we had to go on, even though the PAO refused to talk to us. We were still able to get on the base, and great job, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, everybody else. If you go to the article up on Infowars.com, immigration shelter photos, we've added more video still shots. If you're a radio listener, and you can see through the cracks in the fence, you know, the kids, the catering, all the minders. It looks like a big, camp or something. Looks like they've set up a summer camp. And no expenses being paid. They're saying $250+ a day per child. And there's Americans out there living on $25 a day, a lot of them. And, again, it's not because they care about the illegals, folks. They want to bankrupt everything. These are precious voters. And Staff Sergeant Biggs, we have some photos of homeless vets. I've run into homeless vets in Austin who are not drunks, who are in great shape, but you can talk to them. Obviously, they've got some PTSD or something. But you talk to them a lot, they go, yeah, I was in a lot of heavy, you know, combat, so and such. Nobody will hire me, and I can't seem to get credit, but I'm working on it. And I run into a lot of them, and it usually seems to be like heavy combat vets, or they've had a slight brain injury or whatever, and then now they've been listed by the Pentagon as having a problem, so no one will hire them. And I just see them all over the place. Nobody's giving them a free place to stay, bro.
It's ridiculous. I mean, these guys were hardworking. They served their country. They were promised benefits, and they're not getting them. You know, they're laying out there on the streets, but we're sheltering these kids. It just blows my mind. You know, a government that fails to secure its borders is guilty of dereliction of duty. A government that fails to take care of its men and women on the front lines is guilty of malpractice. A government that puts the needs of illegal aliens above U.S. veterans for political gain should be prosecuted for criminal neglect bordering on treason. I just think that it
Who said that?
It was an article that I got from on townhall.com about U.S. veterans that were homeless.
But beyond that, it doesn't border on treason. This is when you lower your borders to foreign groups and pay them to come in to politically overthrow your enemies, that's called an invasion. This is classical warfare.
I mean, right now we have troops from other countries in Canada and in Mexico. We're this hand right here, America, is in the middle, and we've got troops, Russian troops in Canada, and Chinese in the bottom, and there's closing in. You know, we're letting our borders open right now.
No, this is the takedown of America. And they admit the illegals are being allowed to do this to implode the border. Well, that's what the Border Patrol agents have been saying. There's all sorts of Al-Qaeda, you name it, just pouring across the border. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.